Most of my professors were, very, very understanding. To that one professor and two professors who do this to their students, add more work or completely just act like what we're going through is not a big deal and make it seem like we have to still do service hours, which doesn't make any sense. Like, how are we going to get any of our service hours when we are in a quarantine? And making us still have to do just ridiculous assignments that they know is on the back of our minds, or adding on to those assignments. And what I love the most, telling us that we're going to be self-teaching ourselves. I just don't know how you expect yourself to be a professor, or how you expect us to actually care about your class. And I will remember this. I mean, how could I not, you know? Like, how could all these students not remember how some people are just completely disregarding our feelings and completely.
I feel that some of us even have certain professors that go overboard and ask for too much. And I feel that that puts more of a burden on us. So I'm just hoping that school ends quicker for us.
Some of the school teachers, like my little sister goes to school here, and one of their teachers is going around leaving like messages of encouragement with chalk near her students' houses to like, keep them up, because she felt that a lot of them, they needed it. And I really appreciate that she was doing that she was taking the time out of her day and, going outside and leaving these messages for the kids.
A lot of professors have definitely gone easy on us, understanding that a lot of people are going through very hard times, which I appreciate. But I've also heard from a lot of my friends that some professors haven't reached out or haven't made the situation any easier for them, which is depressing. And I'm really sorry for anyone who has to go through this right now, in addition to everything that's going on.
And I think if they do continue on doing, unfortunately, an online semester for fall, I hope that most professors acknowledge that, one, they're in a weird situation in which they can't keep asking for more and more, work from students without, actually teaching them anything. And two, I hope that they actually realize that the methods that they're using might not be helpful for students at all, but I don't think that's much of a concern, because I think the system and institution really does, they don't really care.
To the overall faculty, I would love to tell them, please be mindful of everyone's experiences, and I feel for the professors, because they're dealing with so many different, dynamics within a classroom that sometimes it's hard to imagine. Maybe it's sometimes hard to understand what a student's going through. But in some of my own classes, I feel like professors have been a little insensitive or not understanding or really unrealistic of their expectations. We were forced to adapt. We were forced to transition. I think we did it well. And if anything, I applaud students everywhere for being able to adapt. Sometimes professors don't realize that a lot of us are struggling. A lot of us are struggling financially. A lot of us are living paycheck to paycheck. And, when our economic world gets shaken like that and we lose our job, it's going to put us into a state of shock.
Trying your best for when it comes to reaching out and getting back to your students. As I stated before, it has become increasingly more difficult to build relationships with professors and students, and the communication is not always there when you have to rely on technology. Reach out to your students, whether it be email, to have virtual office hours and so forth, as well as to have a better understanding of your students' situations as well as your own. As I stated before, the pandemic has continued to be negatively impacting everyone, but some more than others, especially as well. We need to each have a better understanding of each other's situations, and to be accommodating of that.
School honestly sucks right now. I feel like some of the professors aren't being mindful of the situation we're in, and instead of helping us relieve some of the stress that the situation is causing, they're overwhelming us with assignments that we didn't even have due at the beginning of the semester. I feel like everything that we have covered since the outbreak is kind of just a blur. I don't feel like I remember much of what happened. or what we learned. I kind of don't remember any of it. If I had been told at the beginning of the semester that this is how things were going to go, I don't think I would have enrolled in classes. I would have just taken an absence of leave.
To the administration, don't think of this as a money move. Think about the students. Think about education. Think about the future, because it's the people in these institutions. I think proceed with caution. Keep us in mind. Don't keep the profit margin in mind. Keep us in mind.
Providing laptops, providing ways for them to have internet access, buildings where they're able to do their assignments and classes, as well as to continue to provide relief funds for struggling students.
I hope that faculty and administrators just keep a free flow of information where they let us know what's happening. And in terms of what's happening for next semester, because I know for me, it was hard like picking out classes and registering for a semester where I don't know if I'm going to be in class or online, which changes a lot of things as we've seen through this semester. I just hope it goes more smoothly. If the semester unfortunately has to start online, at least professors and students both can be more prepared for that as opposed to the semester. And also just to understand that a lot of students are going through some weird times just as much as they are.
Fortunately, the school gave the students dorming enough time to move out. I actually had enough time to return any books back to the library. I had time to cancel any upcoming appointments, basically just tie off any loose ends that were related to the school. So my transition from dorming back to home life was made much easier thanks to the university. Now that I was home, I was able to shift my focus to online classes, which during this time was still a bit scattered and there were many unknowns, just because I know professors had to update schedules and change due dates in order to accommodate students. I actually do want to say thank you to all the professors and faculty that were very helpful during this stressful time, because I know too they were bombarded with all the changes that they had to make for their students, for the university. They had to make sure they were being fair for everybody, and I felt like I was getting the help that I needed for this transition.
Pandemic has negatively impacted everybody, but some more than others, and there are students who are struggling with having to find other sources of income, to having to take care of themselves and even family members as well during this pandemic, trying to figure out ways of how they're going to continue with their academics if they don't have the resources in order to be able to do so. I would say to continue to provide resources, especially technological and psychological wise.
I think more importantly, the question I have for administrator or for like the higher ups at Cal State, I kind of want to know if I'm going to get some money back from tuition or something along those lines. I mean, I've been paying them a lot of money throughout the 5 years that I've gone there because their systems are awful. And a lot of the way that they do things are really bad. So I don't particularly feel very, I don't feel connected to the school at all, actually. I feel connected more to, like, the students that I've actually, or, like, my cohorts that I've actually, like, talked to and had a good time with, and the professors as well. But for the most part, I do want to know if I'm going to get money back.
I also kind of would want answers as to what's going to happen next semester. I know schools like Cal State Fullerton have already said that they're going to go online for the fall semester. I would honestly not want to do that. I feel like I don't get anything out of it. Most of the classes that I need are discussion-based, and you really can't do discussions online. I feel like it just doesn't work. So I would want an answer as to that. I don't think it's fair that they would just string us along without letting us know what's going on. I mean, I know the school would probably take a financial hit, but, you know, I feel like they should really be keeping us informed instead of just stringing us along without a choice.
I think that she's doing kind of a shitty job as, like, actually telling me, like, what's going on, or, like, telling any student what's going on. And also, I think that student government, I would like to hear more from the student government, even though I know they can't really do much. Because they're kind of just at the whim, it's at the whim of the, you know, actual administration. I do kind of want to know what's going on and what's going to go on.
you know, maybe they'll actually reach out and ask if anybody needs a computer or needs, like, you know, any type of Wi-Fi or anything. We've got you. Maybe this school could do that for next semester if we're still not meeting face-to-face. But I definitely feel like they dropped the ball on this semester. I mean, I don't know what the point of all of this was.
But if I can give some advice to students in that sense, is to reach out to not only like family, friends, but people in your community in general for help. And also, it goes both ways, to check in to see if anyone you know needs help, because a lot of people around us are in situations where they're struggling for the first time, and they're not used to being comfortable asking for help. And I think it's very important for all of us to be together through all of this. We're not going through this alone. It's an international crisis, and it's only going to make us feel better when our community is there for us.
You know, it's okay to be sad about the stuff that we're missing out on. I feel like there's this unhealthy mindset going around saying that, oh, people are dying, people lost their jobs, there's always someone worse than you. And sure, that's true, but that doesn't mean that you can't feel and that you can't be sad about where you're at right now. And it also doesn't mean that you can't look forward to the future. We're all in this together, so we might as well find a way to get through it.
And also, I guess I'm saying this more to myself, but also others, to not lose sight of reality, because with everything going on, we're going to have to adapt to try to find some sort of release, to relax, to take off days when you need it or when your body tells you to, and also to not feel pressured to be the most productive, because that feels like is coming from a lot of different directions. But sometimes you just need to relax during these very hard times, and also to stop following the news as much and not to be obsessed with numbers, because it's not going to make you feel any better. It's just going to add to our anxieties.
And finally, to my fellow classmates, I would say remain focused. I know a lot of us are thinking about taking next semester off, but think about this. What do you think you would have done during this whole quarantine process if you didn't have class to go to?
I feel like the most important thing is keeping yourself sane and healthy. Because, you know, what matters is not how you're doing right now, but what you'll be doing afterwards. And how this whole pandemic thing affected you as a person. None of this was expected. So I just want to say that if you feel that you're messing up on quarantine, that if you feel that you're not really being active or achieving a goal, or if you just think you're just being lazy, I'm here to tell you you're not in this alone. Everybody is going through this.
Especially if we have to continue to have our classes be online, is to give yourself some type of structure. And I mean this to say, by scheduling out times for when you need to sit down and focus on your classes, as well, give yourself times for when you need to cope with your stress and to...
As to some advice I would give to my classmates, it would be not to be afraid to reach out if you need help. I know there are a lot of programs in the community that help not only, you know, the elderly, but the school kids and, you know, the adults that are struggling. I work at an elementary school in Cerritos, and the district that I work for, they're passing out food for the kids that were enrolled in the schools. And I think that's a really good thing, because there are some times where children, the only place they can eat is at school. So that was like one of the biggest worries I had when I found out that the schools were shutting down. It was, what's going to happen to all these kids that were school was the only place they felt safe and the only place they could eat. So I feel like it's a really good thing that school district is doing that. Also, there are other like community resources. I know my sister works for the city that we live in, and since she can't do her normal job, they're having them pass out food. to the elderly that would frequent the community center. They pass out food, and they also pass out stuff like masks and gloves. And I feel like that's really important, you know, like the elderly, they can't really go out for fear of getting the virus since they're at high risk. So I feel like what they're doing is really good.
But I think just banding together with other students, trying to get involved with different organizations during this time, because you can do a lot of things online. There's a lot of collaborators online. I do have a lot of resources if people are looking to get involved with, like, artistic leftist organizations and that kind of stuff. They do a lot of organizing and planning that then become, like events and kind of coalitions and, like, workshops and that kind of stuff. So those are beneficial if anybody would like those. I can link them or something.
This isn't an ideal situation for anyone, but as we move into fall, I think the best actions for us would be to first start mentally preparing ourselves for what could be happening. We're going to be in this for the long haul, and I think that everyone needs to stop ignoring that elephant in the room. And I also think that we need to be considerate of everyone, because we really have no idea what's going on for them.
But there is a lot of, like, very interesting things that you can do while you're still online. I think Zoom has, unfortunately, has become a very important tool to a lot of people to, like, stay friends with a lot of people in, like, communication-wise, because I think if without, like, something like this, you are kind of just all alone. So if you have a group of friends that you can call and have, like, a movie night or game. I've been doing a lot of game nights with my friends with, like, Jackbox games or, like, free games that are online, like Scribble.io or whatever. It does make you feel more human. It makes you feel like you're in a room next to them. Going outside, as hard as it is to get out of bed, is very helpful. Feeling the sun on you and feeling like a human being is really nice.
What I definitely want to say right now is to listen to the health experts and practice social distancing. I know it's definitely tempting to go outside and see friends, but we do live in the 21st century. We have so many ways of communication. You could have a Zoom party with friends. You could FaceTime a relative or FaceTime somebody you haven't talked to in a while. Pick up a hobby. Do anything to keep yourself occupied, I think, is the best method you could do. I know I try to take things day by day. It's just seems more easier to control what I have to do today and what I have to do tomorrow than trying to plan for anything in the future.
So I feel like we should really be able to depend on our community. Like, the government isn't really much help right now, and I feel like they're doing more harm than good, and they're focusing more on the economy than on our health.
The remedy would have to be through mobilizing and groups of people coming together that realize the danger of the situation that we're in and how losing sight of our reality can have devastating effects on a person and us as a group. And the only way that we could make these movements and connect with people is also through, unfortunately nowadays, through internet and computer screens. So there's this paradox which makes the situation maybe not impossible, but increasingly impossible as time goes on.
Our communities are doing a lot for us right now, and I feel like that's what we, instead of the government, you know, just trying to push their agenda and disguising it as a help for us. But, you know, we have each other, and that's how we can truly get through this, you know, by encouraging each other and helping each other out.
I think that everyone needs to understand that we're not alone, as much as it feels like that right now. We're all going through this together in our own ways, for sure, because it affects everyone in very different ways. But at the end of the day, it does affect everyone. Everyone's scared. I'm sure everyone's life changed in one way or another, whether that's a student or a faculty.
Don't feel that. Don't feel like a burden, you know? Don't feel that you're wasting time, because there's nothing we can do. There's really nothing. So just take care of yourself, you know? laugh as much as you can, smile, and enjoy every moment you have, and don't stress yourself over things we can't control. In the end, you know, it's not our fault that it got this bad. We have leaders who decided too late, you know, made piss poor decisions that got us in more of a mess. You know, we have Trump saying that this whole thing was a hoax at first, you know.
If possible, we should try to volunteer at local food banks to help ensure these families and individuals receive the food they need to survive this pandemic.
I wish everyone the best, truly. I really don't know how other people are handling this situation. I mean, besides, like, exchanging pleasantries and hoping that everybody's well, I genuinely hope that if people need help that they, you know, reach out to others and kind of get comfortable relying on others and kind of the community aspect that we should be building at this school. And I hope that actually is built after all this.
Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Yes, hardship will endure, but we're going to come out of it. There's always new things coming.
Maybe in a few weeks, as things start opening up a little bit more, maybe things will slowly go back to normal. The only thing we can do is just keep trying to stay safe out there, you know, wash your hands, stuff like that, 6 feet apart, and eventually, you know, get a vaccine and have things open again. Yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope everyone stays safe out there, okay?
Stay strong, y'all. We only got a few weeks left, and then we could just all just veg out and just cry it out, do whatever we need to. Don't stress too hard, because this is a prime time to get sick right now. Stay safe. Again, wash your hands. Bye.
As we move into the next semester, we should patiently wait for information from the government and prepare ourselves for further online learning.
So I would recommend to social distance, wash your hands, protect yourself, and also protect others, because a lot of these people aren't recognizing the real danger. These are people who have never been policed before versus black and brown bodies who are used to it. They're used to being told what to do, and they're actually getting even more affected by this virus for so many reasons, and they aren't the people that are protesting, which tells you something.